Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silva Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on the show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions. Or email me at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So, welcome and spending your time, and let's start our program.
Good morning, everyone. I hope that you had a fantastic weekend. If you're in the United States and you enjoyed your 4th of July or wherever you were, I hope it was a good one. It was one where you were happy and joyful and that love was in your life. And that's love of yourself as well as love from others, because it's very important to you to love yourself. And that's going to be part of the topic today as I talk about forgiving. And I've talked about this previously, about being able to forgive someone, but this whole weekend, for some reason, this particular title was in my head. You know, what happens when you're not able to forgive? When you're not able to let something go that may have happened to you 5 minutes ago, or whether it happened to you 40 years ago, or even longer for some of us, right? So I want to talk about that today, have a good discussion. I went out and I was looking for other people's information about being unforgiven, and it was some interesting things that showed up as far as being using unforgiveness. So let's start the week again by taking a moment and quieting down and slowing down. Also want to again welcome my family from Positive Power 21. I've heard from a number of you, and I appreciate hearing from you. And please find me on Facebook at Beverly Fells Jones and give me a friend request, or the Commanding Your Life fan page. Actually, do both of them. I'd love to have you there. Okay, are you calming down? Have you gotten yourself to the point where you can close your eyes? All right, close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath in. and out. Another deep breath in. We recognize and know that there is a power in this universe that always is and has always been and always will be. This power in the universe we call our Father, we call God, we call universal intelligence, higher intelligence. But we recognize that through this power, we are alive today. That this power courses through our veins and courses through us because this power gives us life. And in the future, we want to be able to let go of past hurts, past pain, past mistreatment, abuse, all of those things we need to recognize, feel the last vestiges of that pain, and we forgive. We may never forget, but the pain, the anguish, the hate, the mistrust, the all of those emotions that we feel inside, we let go. We let go and we forgive. Because as we let go of that emotion, that pain, that thought, we open our bodies to healing. We open our bodies to the ability to be stress-free. We open our bodies to love and to give love and to receive love. So it is our intention this week to find those areas within our life where we have those types of feelings, recognize them, admit to them, analyze them for a little while, and then let go, let forgiveness enter, and let the feeling of peace and serenity envelop our bodies as we heal ourselves emotionally and physically and mentally. And we move forward with our lives. We also set our intention to have a productive week, a productive day, and that those things that we need help with, we ask that the right person, the right thing, the right thought comes into our mind. And take another deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is so. All right. Well, I just thought of something that I had been asked in the past, and I haven't answered as yet. And it is this idea of how I set intention and how I do prayer. And I look at this prayer and setting the intention and asking in the way that I ask based on the Lord's Prayer. And somebody says, well, it doesn't sound like the Lord's Prayer. And I say, well, and I talk about this in my first book, Command, Christianity, the Law of Attraction, and the One Command. That's Christianity, the Law of Attraction, and the One Command. And dear being is, you know, Jesus gave an example of how to pray, and part of it was recognizing the higher power, all right? And in his prayer, it was always the idea of asking for what you want, not talking about what you don't want, but recognizing that a higher power exists asking for what you want, being thankful. And that is what my meditations do. They follow that lead. And so it is, or it is, and it is so, the different form of saying amen. In fact, that's what amen means. And so it is, or it is so. So just to end that question this morning, now let's talk about forgiveness. Wow. I tell you, this is a big one. Well, what do you mean? I just can't do that. They hurt me too badly. Really? Yes. And, you know, I just can't forgive that behavior. They did this to me. And I'm saying it in that way because hopefully you're hearing the stress, the tension. Not the hate, just the resentment and the pain of what someone has done or what you perceive someone has done. I have to say it that way. The idea that we've gone through a painful period here in the United States over a long period of time here, but really here lately with people hurting others. It's in the news, and a lot is in the news because it's sensational. It's big. There's all these things that happen. And the sheer number of people at one time. And also you hear when there's a huge crash, all right, not just a plane crash, car crashes. And day in and day out, people are being hurt. People are being killed. People are being maimed. Some are just accidents. And I know some of you are talking about, accidents waiting to happen. Yes. There has been discussions on new laws that have been being placed here in Texas, especially January 1st when I think open carry comes into being and the fear people are going to have. A lot of times, people are emotionally distraught, emotionally ill. A lot of times people who have been treated in a certain way have become hateful and mean and desensitized to hurting others. And this conversation really right now, it's not going to deal with the big ones like that. Even though we have been told that the family of the 9 loved ones that were killed have forgiven the young man, that's a hard thing to do. You are in the middle of grief, major grief. You're in the middle of why did this happen? Why was this, how could this have been prevented? And you're going through and asking all those questions, and yet you forgive. Now, it says all 9 families in the church. Somewhere inside of me, I know someone is just seething and just can't understand and why did God allow this to happen? And we won't have that answer until we go there and find out. The key is, if you live your life continuously looking at and hoping that someone gets their just desserts. And you're always wondering why, and every time you see a particular person, you turn your head, or you say something catty, or you say something mean, or you say something hateful back to them because they did something to you. The festering, not in that other person, that festering is inside you. So one of the things I did, because I have, of course, my own opinions as I talk about this, but I go out and I look and I say, well, what is this like? What are my examples of forgiving and how does it work? And I went out and the key is being unforgiven is like poison to you. When you don't forgive, it is poison to you. You know, it's an ex-wife resentful for being dumped for the younger woman. And it's always about the ex-husband and how mean he was, and he's off with the short-skirted young secretary, okay, or whomever. That he left me and he did this to me and he did whatever. And I have this tendency to look at both sides of the story. Changed. You were so in love when you got married. What changed? What changed in your household? I hear you now and your resentment and your pain and you constantly talking about your ex-husband. What he did and how he ran off and he left you and he deserted you in your old age, or, you know, after 20 years of marriage or 25 years of marriage or 30 years of marriage. What happened in all those years of marriage? What did he do during those years of marriage? What did you do during those years of marriage? Where I ask, I listen to other parts of the conversation and listen to the pain and the resentment and the thing. And I ask really some really deep questions. And I can't say what all those questions are because it depends on the person. It depends on their pain. It depends on their conversation. It depends on how they talk about everything else in their life. Because what I have found, whether it is a husband that left, a boyfriend that left, a manager at the job, friends, family, whoever it is that did whatever to this person, or let's just say to you, is it something that you could have just let go? Barring the divorce part. Right. Is it something that happened that festered? You know, that we listen many times and talk about when something happens in a relationship. Somebody does something that you don't like, that hurts your feelings, that makes you feel bad. And one opportunity just came to mind. I was in a relationship. And this person, we would be out and people would be talking and they would say this one certain thing. Don't tell her that. It will go to her head. Right? Don't tell her that. It'll go to her head. And it was always at the oddest time. And finally, I asked the question, why do you say that? Why do you tell perfect strangers or tell people that we see? Why do you say that? Because it hurts my feelings that you feel that way. You know me well enough that I am always grateful for a compliment. And it did. It made me feel like, what? Why am I like that? And he said, a saying, a habit that I've been doing all my life. And what it came down to is he wasn't comfortable with compliments. He felt it, when he got compliments, it would go to his head. And so therefore he was projecting the way he felt on me. And he never did it again. How many things are people doing or saying that you're not telling them that it bothers you, that it hurts you? Therefore, you begin to build up resentment, and then they do something else, and you don't tell them, and it's another resentment. And over a period of time, you may think that you're hiding this and that you're dealing with it. And what happens is you begin to treat that person differently. You may not notice it, but you start treating them differently because of the resentment. A husband may say something. He may not come home right on time for the your women that still cook dinner. You may not cook dinner as often. You may go take more takeout instead of cooking his favorite meal or the things that you know that he likes or wear that favorite dress. You stop. Meal raisin cookies with nuts. I just quit. Right? Because I didn't feel like it. I didn't want to. I was resentful of the statement. Right? Fix the statement. Fix the hurt. Fix the way. Got an understanding of certain words and treatment. And I felt like making chocolate chip is my favorite. Oatmeal raisin cookies again. Phone just died, or my connection to the show just died. So excuse that few seconds of silence. Anyway, where was I? Oh, so when your body is aching, when you might have all of these things, one pastor at a church, a woman, female, was talking about her cancer. And she talked about the fact that she had been resentful and paid, and would be resentful when people left the church and went to another church. And one particular couple moved into her neighborhood, and she resented it. And she kept saying, why are you invading my neighborhood? And she was resentful and hateful and unforgiving. And long story short, she said when the doctor told her she had invasive breast cancer, she knew. She went through the process of forgiving and forgiving others. Now, like I said, this is a short, really short story of this, but the long story was short. She recognized that her emotions, pain, the accumulated pain, and the accumulated resentment over a period of time caused her to bring cancer into her body, and that she released the pain, she released the hurt, she thinks, and she no longer has that cancer. I'm not saying that's the same for you. It can be stomach aches. It may be painful things. It might, as I said, backaches, migraines. If you go and do searches, you'll find that it can, those pains and things can be directly related to what is going on in your life. I was in high school. There was a test I didn't want to take. And I knew if I had to go to the nurse's office, I would not have to take the test. And I said, why can't I get sick? If I had a stomach ache or if I was sick, I wouldn't have to take the test because I wasn't ready to take the test. And I was all upset, and I didn't know what to do. And this was in the morning when I first got up, and I just kept thinking about, oh, if I was sick, I couldn't do that. Do you know I got a stomach ache? I mean, seriously, I got a real stomach ache. I mean, it was painful and hurting, and I had had them before, and I had a painful stomach ache. And I went to the nurse's office, and that was during the test period. After that period was over, I started feeling better. And it wasn't long after that I said, I made myself sick. I actually made myself sick, and it was years later I really understood why and how. Your brain works to give you an illness. And so when you're holding on to that hate and that unforgiveness, ask yourself the question, how is that serving you? How does that serve you? And look up Matthew 7:7-12. Matthew 7 is about ask, seek, and knock. 12 says, so in everything, do to others what you would have them to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. At the end of another scripture that talks about asking the Father and he will give it to you, it says, go forgive one another. Because the forgiveness as you forgive others, you will forgive yourself, your body will change, your tension will change, your stress will change. I want to thank you for being with me today. Join me for another great episode of Commanding Your Life. May the rest of your life be the best of your life.
Engaged. So more information on Circle can be found at Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, dot commandingyourlife.com. That's meetup.commandingyourlife.com. Or go to commandingyourlife.com and look at events. Join me next week for another exciting and interesting topic or guest. Matthew 9:29 says, as you have believed, let it be done to you. And it is so.